a year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Of one, your table's ready. This horror movie thing is a bust.
I promise not to laugh next time, Tommy.
There'll be no next time. I'm all out of summer.
Don't rush it, Pickles. Summer ain't over till the fat lady sings and gets the lead in the camp musical. Fat, with a PH, that is.
I see your ego is fat, with a capital F.
Going to summer school for summer school? I gotta cram 3 months of fun into 1 week.
I refuse to come home until I find at least one thing I'm good at. But don't quote me on that.
I'm banking on a run-in with Bigfoot. Not serious quality time. Just a brief visual in the woods will do.
I plan on reshooting my movie. If nothing else, at least the camp location will be creepy, right?
It's Mrs. DeVille's Wild Ride!
Betty, please, keep the bouncing to a minimum. I just had kidney surgery.
I didn't know her kidneys were in her face.
Don't stew. She had some freshening up, and she doesn't want the whole world to know.
If her skin was pulled any tighter, she'd have eyes on the side of her head.
Randy!
Now, this is it, folks. Welcome to Camp Everyone!
I'm Chance, your camp supervisor, musical director, and playwright. Ellie here runs the bait tackle and donut shop.
Stores open from 7 to 6 weekdays. And I specialize in granite arrowheads to keep ghosts away. Cause Camp Everwood is haunted. Cursed, even.
Cursed?
No, cursed.
Bit of a whack job, she. And that tall drink of creek water is Bean. Okay, nature lovers, let's get you all settled in so we can get this show on the road. This is where you'll be performing my original musicale, Westward. No, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I cannot help it. My uncle's cousin's friend, who walks dogs for a casting director, is coming to the show. Today, Camp Everwood. Tomorrow, Alf, Alf, Broadway.
Alf! Alf Broadway!
Ugh, call me crazy, but I'd swear this place is air-conditioned. It means ghosts are around.
Coming from the man who communicates with aliens through his alphabet cereal.
Come on, get a move on! Let's go!
What's the rush? We've got a whole week.
Historically speaking, not a lot of time for a Finster to find his talent. Took my dad 17 years to realize he could whistle in 3 octaves. He wasted his whole childhood not knowing he had a gift. That is not gonna happen to me!
Hey, where'd mine go? Phew, I guess I can cross archery off my list.
Run!
Ah!
to my bill, Dr. Carmichael.
Snapping turtle on your toe? I don't want to miss out. Pain is a part of the camp experience. Ooh. Yeah, so is poison ivy, but I don't go rubbing it on my tush for the adventure.
Whoa, I got it. Another thing to cross off my list.
Said it.
You girls want to rest?
No way. I could go for miles.
Whoa, there he is!
Sure, we fell for it twice, but if you seriously think we're gonna look again, you're whack.
Oh, dear. I think we lost Lucy on that last hill.
Wait till you see the view. Breathtaking.
Oh. You can do it, honey!
What's the maximum number of tries?
I think we settled on 46.
Come on, Chucky. It's just a rope swing.
To you, baby. To me, it's a lethal weapon. Plus, I hate climbing, and I'm afraid of...
Look, son! We're a human pyramid!
Whoa, watch out! It's the Loch Ness Monster! You got my back on this one, right, Bean?
Auditions are tomorrow, and I expect you all there, except Ferguson boys.
Chance, who's the lead character?
Eliza Lockhart.
That's who I'll be playing.
You wish.
That part is mine, sisters.
Bye, Shelley. It's been real.
Painful.
Dumped for a s'more. I guess love is fickle.
According to the play, the Everwood settlers were migrating west in the late 1800s when they stopped here to camp. But one night, three of them mysteriously disappeared.
And the rest of them refused to move on until they found their friends. So they set up permanent camp at Pioneer Rock. A massive rock shaped like a man's head, whose eyes glow when there's a full moon.
The coolest part is, when their horse-covered wagon finally showed up, there was no one inside.
Anyone ever find the missing settlers?
No, but in Westward No, the missing folks discover a hot springs, open up the first saloon day spa, and live wealthily ever after. My own personal spin.
But not the real story. Legend has it, three of the pioneers went off to find food and supplies. Weeks later, there was still no sign of the missing three.
Maybe we should move on.
I, Eliza Lockhart, am not going anywhere until our kinfolk are found.
There's no one there.
Soon they ran out of food. Went mad and perished on this very soil. Every full moon, we call it the zombie moon, their spirits are said to haunt the grounds, sucking out the brains of innocent campers who disappear, only to return as zombies, destined to spend eternity looking for the missing settlers.
Well, apparently, the hot nozzle is just for show.
didn't audition.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news. I got the worst part of all. The back end of the horse.
Congratulations, Angelica.
I do! I get the lead!
She was like the opposite of good. Consider the source. The same guy who wrote this play is the one who cast her.
Yeah, but Susie was wicked awesome, and she should have been the lead.
Thanks, but I'm cool with it.
Hey, I'm the deacon! And Lucy, you're, painting sets?
What can I say? I'm tone deaf.
Oh, come on, Doc. You can't excel at everything.
We've been traveling for 119 days.
I say, we set up camp for the night.
The physician slash barber has a point.
I agree with the candy butcher.
Oh. 3 days of rehearsal and this is all you got. Remember, Kira, you are consumptive, so put a little feeling in them cuffs. Charlotte, what is with the rewrites on the town idiot speech?
I upgraded her to the town idiot savant. Maybe if you cast me in the proper role, it'd be easier for me to say the lines.
Sorry I got the part you wanted, Charlotte, but if I do say so myself, I was born to play Saddle Andy.
Moving on. Settlers who go missing, stage right, please.
How can you say that, Eliza? Stay here? In the middle of nowhere? We'll be risking the lives of our children.
I, Eliza Lockhart, am only concerned for my fellow man and my fellow horse.
It's your line, horse.
Sleep?
Me awake. And Chance busted you for bailing on rehearsal. He's gonna make you scrape gum off the theater seats.
He calls that a punishment? Camp is sweet.
If I didn't know you better, I'd swear you grew up next to a power plant.
That is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Listen, Dee, you gotta start rolling tape. There's something way weird about this camp. And it's not just this freezer-like cabin or the fact that Bigfoot and friends are always hanging around. My gut tells me the crazy old lady is right. Camp Everwood is haunted.
The only scary thing about this place is that tomorrow night we'll be performing the worst musical ever written in front of a live audience.
It pains me, T. So young, so cynical.
Did you guys hear that? Dill, you awake? Hello? Creepiest thing I've ever seen, and it proves Camp Everwood is haunted.
Welcome to the dark side, bro.
Anyway, there's a zombie moon tonight, and if I can find this rock, it's the textbook solid setting for my movie.
But what if the legend is true? We could be risking our lives.
Chucky, you'll be my assistant director.
You're sure about that? Odds are I'll be bad at it.
You're the only man for the job. And the rest of you guys cannot flake on me. This is a stellar opportunity. I couldn't write a better horror movie if I tried.
If a curse and brain-shucking pioneers are part of the camp package, sign me up!
Is Bean going?
He's leading the way.
I'm in!
Hello? We have dress rehearsal today and a show tonight.
And 3 hours in between with nothing to do.
I'm not traipsing around the woods before opening night. That's unprofessional.
So's a show.
It's that kind of attitude that puts you in the horse suit, DeVille. But Susie, you should go. Your part's so small, it won't even be missed.
Mm-hmm.
I better hang back. I'm the understudy. And if one of them kills the other one, I have to go on.
Now, I done told you everything I know about them pioneers.
Just one more question, Ellie.
What can you tell us about Pioneer Rock?
During the zombie moon, if that man-faced rock gets you under its spell, you gotta turn around for sunup, or you ain't never coming back.
Last question, Ellie. Has anyone from Camp Everwood ever disappeared?
Yep. Some of them loudy kids was hiking and they saw that rock. They's drawn to it. It's the spirit's headquarters. When them kids finally come back to camp, they's all stupid like. Like they don't never got no brain or nothing.
Oh, pretty scary, huh?
The rock thing?
Yeah. No, the triple negative thing. Don't never got no brain or nothing. Not easy to pull off, but fun to say.
Don't never got no brain or nothing.
From the top of the show.
What's eating you, Smithy Spencer?
I've seen enough of this small New England town. I'm ready to go west.
How far west?
As west as I can go without drowning.
Who could that be a knocking?
I don't know. All the townsfolk are here.
Maybe it's a snake oil salesman.
Or a bear.
Or a...
It's winter. From late October to February, this town is like a tomb.
I've been keeping company with my washboard and my loom.
Yeehaw!
Can't leave the house, it's too darn cold. We never have a visitor. It's the saddest time of year for every miss and mister.
When it comes to knocking, but I'm not answering.
Knock, knock.
Some say I'm in denial, so sue me, that's no sin.
Knock, knock.
You can knock all day and knock all night.
Please pass the aspirin.
Ha, ha.
I wish I had six fingers, I would have like Gambolin.
When it comes to knocking, but I'm not answering.
You.
For what?
To make a run for it.
Amateurs. Stu, do not set foot on my stage until you can do a shuffle ball change.
Oh, and Howard, you're fired.
I'm happy to be out of this dog and pony show. But just so you know, you'll never be able to replace me. Never!
You with the rag, take Howard's place, will you?
Lead the way, Brother Bean.
We were just looking for...
Say that we know what you're up to and we want in.
I'm giving up the theater and moving on to films. You are making a movie, right?
Sweet.
Anything to keep from practicing my shuffle ball change.
I haven't had a hot shower in days. And if there's any truth to this underground hot springs rumor, I'm gonna find it.
Okay, settlers, let's make this movie. This is awesome! With everybody in costume, it looks like the real thing. Thank me, you solid guys, and talk old, old, old school.
Take heed, the foliage, town idiot!
How do we know we're going the right way?
We shall useth the light of the full mooneth to guide us through the wilderness.
Well said, Smithy Spencer.
I'm
gonna go ahead and fire myself now.
Good call.
I wonder what people do who aren't good at anything.
Chucky, you're good at lots of stuff.
Like what, for example? What am I good at? Does anybody have a clue?
You're a good friend.
Yeah, well, that in a corner will get me a super-sized sweet sour jawbreaker with a bubblegum center.
It seems like we've been down this path before. Are we lost? Eth?
Maybe we better go back, Eth. If we don't get out of the woods by sunup, we may never get out.
Did you guys feel that? Something's pulling me. Like an invisible force.
We're getting close. I can feel it too.
What's going on up there?
Dead end! There's the rock!
It's amazing!
And creepy!
And as smooth as Charlotte's new forehead.
Oh, you really think so?
I've got to get to that rock!
But how? There's gotta be another path. If the pioneers got through, so can we.
Brother Bean found the way. You're right, Bean. Every time it seems like we're almost there, we're not.
It's almost curtain time and half my cast isn't here. Does anyone want to tell me why this is happening to me?
He's here.
Who?
His uncle's cousin's friend who works for a casting director.
But what'll I do without the rest of my actors? Oh, my play is ruined. All my hopes, my dreams, dashed against the rocks like a wayward clam. Oh, wait. I'll recast. Duh. Drew, you play the first settler to disappear. Kimmy, you are the second. And I guess I'll play Smithy Spencer.
I didn't see that coming.
Wouldn't it be weird if we went missing like the settlers? Or, option two, we run into brain-sucking pioneers and spend the rest of our lives as zombies?
I'm ready to go back now.
But we're almost there! For real this time!
I, Eliza Lockhart, decree that it is indeed another fine day in this little town we call New Yorkshire!
It's been cloudy and cold for 6 weeks in a row.
Makes a feller wish he was in California.
Go pack your bags and grab your mules. You're all invited, let's carpool. If you stay behind, you'll feel the fool.
California or bust.
Can't wait for Terra Incognita.
But don't forget to wipe your feet up.
These golden shores, they could be neat.
California or bust.
Let's blaze a trail across the land. Won't stop till we see sun. And if we're low on firewood, we'll burn dried bison dung. Go rest, young girls, and don't look back now.
I'm on my way, sir, after the owl.
Anyone mind if I bring my cow?
California or bust.
We'll be right back after we gather food, water, and firewood.
And don't go eating all the berries while we're gone. I counted them.
What are we supposed to do while they're gone? I'm bored. Oh.
We can play hangman.
Or look for shooting stars.
Or...
No! We can't do anything!
a muscle, don't talk and don't breathe. Cause you know and I know where all of that leads. You're asking for trouble if you're stealing glances. Just don't do anything cause everything leads to dancing.
Hi-ho, hi-dee-dee, cha-la-la-la, bada-boom, bada-dee-dee, ba-bay-bay-bo-pa.
If you hear the music, don't walk, run away. Put wool in your ear holes, my mama would say. Of course she was crazy, still I won't take chances. Just don't do anything, cause everything leads to dancing.
Oh, I get it. He went missing.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Whoa. If only this rock could talk, the things he'd say.
You were wrong, Stu. This baby puts my forehead to shame. Stu?
Where's Dad?
Smithy Spencer went missing! Missing! Missing!
Dad, where is he? You know what this means?
Our dad is the first victim of the brain-sucking pioneers.
Good.
Awesome.
Ah! I'm sorry I doubted you guys before, but now I'm definitely a believer!
Why are you yelling?
In scary movies, the non-believers are the first ones to go.
Oh, to be young and ridiculously naive. Stu felt guilty about bailing on Chance, so he went back to the show.
Of course he did. And we should do the same! Now! Right now!
If he did go back, why didn't he say goodbye?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he didn't know how to say it in old English.
I'm not leaving until we find my dad.
Oh, all right. I'll play along. Stu, where are you? If you're already a zombie, cough twice.
This is what we'll do. Split into groups and search the woods near the rock. We have to find him before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Don't never got no brain or nothing.
There's no sign of Smithy Spencer.
Or our horse-covered wagon.
Are you saying Smithy Spencer stole Julie the horse and made his way west to the land of sun and raining oranges, leaving us without food or water or even, something that starts with an N?
There never was a horse as fine as she. Bought her off a sailor. Bam. Tax-free. On his way to the glue factory. But she was rejected. Lucky me.
You go!
Huh?
Sing!
Miss Julie, oh Julie, I'm missing you so. I never thought you'd be apart from me. As friends go, we two are simpatico. You left me with nothing but memories. You left me with nothing but memories.
Huh?
Rat Man of Carmichael!
Where art thou, physician slash barber?
Town idiot savant! Is that you?
Stu! Oh, Stu!
Don't wear yourself out, Charlotte!
What? I had to stay by the big, bad rock in case he was drawn back to it. Did you hear that?
What?
Shh!
I didn't...
Shh! That's running water. Underground hot springs? Come to Mama!
She's a sitting duck. Can you say victim number two?
You know what comes next.
Don't never got no brain or nothing.
Charlotte, I'm ordering you to stay with the groupies.
Dad!
No, they're picking us off like flies. Those pioneers are going to get us all, Tommy. They're going to get us all.
Don't go aggro on us, Chucky. If we start to panic, it's gonna get bad.
All right, because I thought it was bad now! right, bro. That rock has a hold over us.
I know we're in the middle of a crisis here, possibly on our way to permanent zombification. I think it's important to know climbing is a skill, a talent.
Yes, it is. But not that impressive when you take into account I was running from a deer.
It's a journal.
No, nothing broken. Thanks for asking.
Property of Deborah May Lou, surviving member of the Everwood Settlers, 1872. Winter is upon us, and I fear the worst for those lost. Today, the physician slash barber was declared missing, the third to go. His disappearance remains a mystery, and with our brains half frozen, one too complex for us to solve.
The first brain freeze.
I waved to him as he fetched water from the old oak tree by the man-faced rock. He will be deeply missed, though not necessarily for his accordion playing. And I regret this is my last entry, as my fingers are fro.
What's fro?
Frozen!
Where are you going?
Didn't you notice the similarity between the disappearances? All three settlers went missing after getting water by the big old tree at the base of that rock.
Yeah, well, that rock is bad news.
Face it,
we're all gonna fro.
No, there might be a logical explanation for all this.
I don't think this is a good idea. I've seen enough scary movies to know we're walking into the belly of the beast. Phil's right, which means I can't stop taping now. What's the matter, Tommy? Do you realize three people are missing and I'm still shooting my movie? My dad disappeared and I'm worried about getting enough coverage. What is wrong with me?
You care more about your movie than the lives of your friends and family.
Philip! He's right. I risk our lives because I'm obsessed. And if I'm like this as a kid, imagine how I'm going to be when I'm old. I'll be trading my own mother for a mini DV with an instant replay feature.
Blame it on the rock, bro. Worked for me.
No, this is my deal. Chucky, I want you to take Roman and destroy him.
Tommy, you're still recording.
See what I mean? I'm out of control! Smash it! Smash it to smithereens!
Wait! If we never come back, this will be the only record of what happened to us.
You have to keep shooting, Tommy.
But I already destroyed it!
Actually, there's not a mark on it.
Oh, I can't even wreck things right.
Haha, lucky for me. Come on, Chucky, lead the way! Supposed to be looking for?
I'm not sure.
I'm not saying a word.
Shelly!
Oh. Be careful, Chucky.
Just happened!
You went missing right in front of us.
I didn't go missing!
Chucky?
Still not missing!
Whoa!
If I let go, will I fall into a black hole or a wormhole or a pile of snakes?
No, no. Not sure about the last one.
Ah! It's an underground tunnel!
Going in.
You do know if we go in, we may never come out.
I can't believe I'm here. An actual alien lab transport system.
No deal, it's a mine shaft. Probably used to move gold during the gold rush. There may be dozens, even hundreds of these tunnels under the woods. Which makes me think everyone who went missing probably fell into one of them.
Oh, yeah, right. and the brain-sucking pioneers had nothing to do with it.
Is Fire Engine Red a natural eye color?
Honey, I thought his eyes were blue.
No offense, Dill, but there's something strange about that guy.
I know. Isn't he great?
It's getting really cold.
We all know what that means. It starts with a G-H and ends with an O-st.
How long before we can turn around? I just hope we'll be able to find our way out when we do.
Oh, we will. I marked the wall. It's an old miner's trick.
Miners track their way using bunnies?
It's the only thing I know how to draw. I just heard people talking.
Or zombies.
We've got to check it out. Goodbye, Mom. Grandpa, I'd say goodbye to you, Dad, but you may already be a zombie, in which case this would all go right over your head. Anyway, if I don't make it out alive, this movie will be my swan song, so please, honor my final request and show it in letterbox.
It won't budge. It's in here, rocks.
Time.
We thought you went missing.
Nothing that eventful. We just fell through a mineshaft.
Dad, why were you playing cards instead of trying to get out of here?
We were trying until we got trapped behind this cart. It's a miracle you were able to move it. But more importantly, how'd you find us?
Chucky.
And a little help from this. After reading the journal, I suspect the same thing that happened to the missing settlers happened to you. Except for the getting snowed in and freezing to death in the middle of a poker game part.
May I see a fit?
No way.
What is it, Dill? What's wrong?
It's a picture of the Everwood Cellars.
So?
Back row. Third guy from the left.
It's Bean!
Bean's a ghost?
Ah! Wasn't he with you?
He's gone!
Now that the mystery's solved, the brain-sucking pioneers can finally rest in peace.
Good! Now let's get out of here!
Follow the bunnies!
Charlotte, you're gonna have to pick up the pace or we'll miss the whole show.
Tough toenails. Literally. I refused to wear those hideous pioneer boots and now I'm paying for it.
Now that everyone's safe, I've gotta say, my horror movie is genius! I've got real-life skeletons on tape, and a ghost! Oh, wait, do ghosts show up on video?
Seriously, how many people can say their best friend is a ghost?
Do you know, 6, maybe 7 tops?
Get back here, you good-for-nothing horse!
Oh, I don't know, Ellie. That horse just might be good for something.
I guess we'll never know what happened to the settlers who went missing.
This underground hot spring sure was a good find.
If only our friends were here to see it. Oh, the real missing settlers are back.
Only in spirit. When we went to look for food and water, we fell down an old mine shaft. Then winter came. And a harsh winter she was. We got trapped underground, entertaining ourselves by playing cards. Until it was so cold, our fingers froze, and we could play no more.
Wow.
When I left East back in the day, they promised paradise. I bought their bunk, hook, line, and sinker. Now I pay the price.
They spake of land stretched far and wide, but it ain't like the brochure. The streets they said were paved with gold are paved with horse manure.
That winter, Mormont told me it's one of them day trips. 3 years later, we're still walking. What's next, Apocalypse?
Are you gonna go westward? No! Just plant your feet and don't look forward, cause the west is letting you know. Are you gonna go westward? No! Just plant your feet and don't look forward, cause the west
is letting you know. Bravo! Bravo! Bravissimo!
That's him! Oh, he loved the show! He loved the show! Today, Camp Everwood, tomorrow...
Maybe we'll come back next year.
Not happening.
Show's over, honey. You can stop coughing.
Actually, I can't. I think I caught something.
My hat! Aw, you keep it as a souvenir, Shell. You've already given me plenty. Ouch.
You left me with nothing but memories. You left me with nothing but memories.
Tone deaf, huh?
Honestly, Betty, there are a million things you can do better than I can.
Can we have your autograph?
Anything for my fans.
Not yours, kid. Hers.
I thought you were absolutely brilliant. And if you ever come to New York, don't hesitate to call this number.
Read it and weep, Carmichael. That guy just gave me the number of his casting director friend.
Todd Rohrbacher, Dog Walker.
Time to get on the road, folks!
Did you guys happen to notice that our cabin wasn't freezing this morning?
Yep. And you know what that means? Ghosts gone, curse lifted.
Thanks to Chucky.
I think I finally found something I'm good at. Really good.
Now, all you gotta do is find some other weird little towns with curses that need lifting.
Oh.
Still, whatever happened to your freaky friend, Bean?
Don't never got no brain or nothing.